Item number 15, discussion and possible action on the Texas Water Development Board grant resolution for state water plan funding for Lake Granger. David Collinsworth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is an action item. It is also an item that I would consider a procedural housekeeping type of item. The staff at the Brazos River Authority have expressed interest in looking at some funding that have been made available to the Water Development Board in the last legislative session for funding the potential new intake on Lake Granger. And the language in this resolution is something that the Water Development Board requires as a part of their application package. And the deadline for that is earlier on in the summer, between now and the next board meeting. But before we get to the resolution, I wanted to give you a little bit of background on why we're so interested in a new intake. The aerial that you're looking at here is of Lake Granger. You can see that the new intake is located in this area, and it provides water to the East Williamson County Regional Water Facility. We knew when we bought the facility in 04 that we had intake issues. We knew that we were vulnerable to drought because of the location. We knew that we were vulnerable to sedimentation because of the location in the headwaters near the South San Gabriel. Actually, as it sits today, the intake is in about 14 feet of water. So if we had a severe drought and the lake was 8 or 10 feet low, we would begin having issues on just getting water to the plant as it is. There are also increased sedimentation into the reservoir that wasn't anticipated when the reservoir was filled. For those of you that were with us last summer, we also realized that we were incredibly vulnerable to flood, because in last June, if you remember when Burnett and a lot of the hill country got 18 to 20 inches of rain, we only got 12 to 15 inches of rain. And we basically had enough inflow into the reservoir that we had an underwater avalanche, if you will, and we had so much debris and sediment pushed into the intake that we had a total failure of the intake. And Jennifer, can you go to the next slide? I want to come back to this one in a minute, but this is actually the frame that holds the screen on the intake that's at the bottom of the reservoir, and you can see how it was just mashed together by sediments and trees. Jennifer, you can go to the next one. And that's the screen that's set on top of it, and it's about 14 feet long. And if you can see in that mesh, there's debris and sediment, and it just sucked it all the way up into the pipe, and it's not in a good location, nor is it a good intake structure for what we need. Can you go back to the first map, please? There is, beside the vulnerabilities and the issues that we have with the location of the intake, the size of the intake is not going to be sufficient for us either. So we're going to need more capacity in an intake in probably 4 to 5 years. So we would be looking at a significant undertaking for this intake, and just given the location, it just doesn't financially make a whole lot of sense to try to do something with this intake where it's located. We are working with the Corps of Engineers on a new location, which is in the yellow here. If I were able to expand this, you would see that we're within probably a quarter of a mile from the dam. So we would be looking at building a new intake structure, and then at about 3.5 to 4 miles of a raw water line that would actually provide the expanded plant all of the capacity that we would need. The other key component of this intake is that this intake is going to be a critical piece of infrastructure for conjunctive use when we deliver groundwater from the east. So groundwater would come in from the east, and it would flow to East Williamson County. But conjunctive use allows us to use the most efficient, cheapest water that we have available. So today, and if we were needing groundwater and we had all the infrastructure into east of Lake Granger to bring groundwater, we wouldn't be moving groundwater because Lake Granger's full. So we're going to build this intake and this raw water line of enough capacity to where when the lake can allow us to overdraft it, we don't have to bring the more expensive groundwater to Central Texas. And then as the lake recedes, we'll start blending the two waters. So it provides you the flexibility of managing and getting actually more yield out of Lake Granger.
So you're not talking about abandoning the existing intake?
Yes, sir, I think eventually we will abandon the existing intake. Because what's going to happen when we build a new intake and we have that old one sitting there, it's going to continue to sediment in. And with the small amount of capacity that we have, I'm assuming that the economic analysis will show us in order to keep that one operational, it'll be pretty expensive. We're having to go in about every 2 years now with divers and vacuum out the pipes so that we can get
When did we build the existing one?
We didn't build the existing one. This is the water plant that we bought, and the intake came with it. And the intake, actually, the pipes that go into the water of the intake were built prior to the reservoir even filling, so they weren't anticipating this type of sedimentation. I've off the cuff made the joke that we bought the water treatment plant for $5.1 million but got the intake for free. So, because we very much knew going into it that sometime in the 2012 to 2015 timeframe, we were going to have a new structure. I think those are the issues that I wanted to get you up to speed on the intake. A couple of things about the funding from the Water Development Board. As you may be aware, half of the Williamson County raw water line was paid for using a loan through the Water Development Board. And the structure, the new monies that they have from the last legislative session, there's two or three different pots of money, if you will, that allow different types of benefits. One may be reduced interest rates to the authority. Another pile of money may allow us more flexibility and pushing off debt payments until we have more users in the facility, since the regional intake is going to be, as I said, regional, and it's going to, you know, be a long time, long existing structure. One thing that we're not asking for is approval to spend the money. If the Water Development Board were to grant us these loans before we could enter into contracts to start spending this money and building intakes, obviously would have to come back to you for those types of approvals. So with that, I'll address any questions if you have. Yes, sir.
What happens if we don't get the grant?
We're going to have to proceed with looking at the intake through other options. Yes, ma'am.
You were pointing out the new intake at a quarter of a mile from the dam, and I understand that's a deep water point, but you were talking about the groundwater coming in. Is that the reason for it being there? You've got a 3.5-mile pipeline there.
No, ma'am. The reason for the location of the intake is to provide us the deepest access into Lake Rancho.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with the way the groundwater comes in?
No, ma'am.
And it has to be, you have to have it there. There's no.
Well, the way that the lake is structured, until we get to this area here, we would really be repeating almost, if you will, the mistake that was made here. It wouldn't be quite as severe, but if we want to do it one time and we want to do it right going forth in the future, then we need to pick as deep a water as possible. And this point even played out to be more advantageous to us than putting it on the dam.
Why did you choose that route?
That route was chosen because it allowed us to go right down one of the farm-to-market roads, and then also we have spent quite a bit of time looking at how was the most efficient way to get off the core property, because that is in one of the Corps of Engineer parks.
And so you go through condemnation and all that sort of thing, or is the right-of-way existing?
No, a right-of-way easement to the VRA is not existing. And the permitting process that we're going through with the Corps to put the intake here will give us all of the easements we need to get off of Corps property. But we will have to start the process of looking at dealing with landowners and property issues going forward, should we decide that's the exact route.
Are you going to do that, or are you going to come down the road?
Excuse me?
You're going to go on private property, or are you going to come down the road?
Probably go on private property. Just so in case TxDOT or the county will go to move the road, we wouldn't have to move our water at our expense.
So, probably not a very good. But then why not on, it says U.S. government property line. Would it be, would you have to go through condemnation to go through the U.S. property? Or, I'm just curious.
No, those are great questions. And the answer is no, you wouldn't. But what we do have to do is we have to mitigate the core property. So it may or it may not be easier to go through core property to run that pipeline, because there will be significant mitigation just in this small stretch of pipeline.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, those are good questions.
Any further questions? Hey, would you read the resolution, please?
I will. This is a lengthy resolution. It's not long enough to require a pause, but bear with me. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that an application is hereby approved to be filed with the Texas Water Development Board, and the General Manager CEO is hereby authorized to file an application with the Texas Water Development Board seeking financial assistance in an amount not to exceed $22 million to provide for the cost of the Granger, Lake Granger Regional Intake Project to design, engineer, purchase real property, acquire easements, mitigate, construct, and for any other activity deemed by the GM CEO necessary for the successful completion of this project. Be it further resolved by the Board of Directors that the Brazos River Authority hereby finds and determines that there is an urgent need for the Lake Granger Regional Intake to be constructed, and such capital improvements cannot be reasonably financed unless financial assistance is obtained from the Water Development Board. And be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager CEO of the said authority be and is hereby designated the authorized representative of the authority for purposes of furnished such information and executing such documents as may be required in connection with the preparation and filing of such application for the financial assistance in the rules of the Texas Water Development Board. And be it further resolved that the following firms and individuals are hereby authorized and directed to aid and assist in the preparation of submission of such application and appear on behalf of and representing the authority before and hearing held by the Texas Water Development Board on such application, to wit, General Manager CEO Philip J. Ford, Brazos River Authority, 4600 Cobbs, P.O. Box 7500, Waco, Texas, 76714-254-761-3100. Central Basin Business Development Manager David Collinsworth, Brazos River Authority, 4600 Cobbs Drive, P.O. Box 7555, Waco, Texas, 76142547613100. Grants Funding Coordinator Teresa Clark, Brazos River Authority, 4600 Cobbs Drive, P.O. Box 7555, Waco, Texas, 76714-254-761-3100. Engineering Service Manager Michael Meadows, P.E., Brazos River Authority, 4600 Cobb Drive, P.O. Box 7555, Waco, Texas, 76714-254-761-3100. Senior Project Engineer David Jones, P.E., Brazos River Authority, 4600 Cobbs Drive, P.O. Box 7555, Waco, Texas, 76714-254-761-3100. Financial Advisor Stephen Adams, First Southwest Company, 325 North St. Paul Street, Suite 800, Dallas, Texas, 75201, 214-953-4000. Bond Counsel G. Charles Kovish, McCall, Parkhurst & Horton, LLP, 717 North Harwood Street, Suite 900, Dallas, Texas, 75201, 214-754-9200.
Heard a reading of the resolution. Do I hear a motion to
accept? So moved.
Motion by Director Gere.
Second.
Second by Director Kilgore. Please poll the board.
Director DeClewitt?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carrabba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore? Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Thank you.